Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Into a related conversation about communism, and since then we've pretty much just been talking about that because there's a lot to say about communism. A lot of people my age and younger identify as communists, and actually now that I think about it, I think it's funny that I said they identify as communists because by and large they don't even know what a communist is or what a communist believes, had never read the Communist Manifesto. I read it, but I was at like 15 years old at the time. It's on my agenda to reread again at some point.
Why? I've never read the thing. I don't see any reason why I should.
It's curious from a historical perspective.
Okay.
But I mean, Engels is a lot better to read than Karl Marx, in my opinion.
Mm. And what did that person write?
Basically the same sort of thing, only instead of writing the Communist Manifesto, as I understand it, Engels just wrote a bunch of articles and stuff that, you know, essentially advocated the same ideas. He was also the one who was paying Marx's rent because Marx was a useless philosopher who had no useful skills. Exactly the sort of person you would expect to come up with this idea of, you know what, I don't have any useful skills, but someone should feed me anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But let's go to the phones. We have Bad Slave calling from New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, Bad Slave.
Well, hello there, folks. Getting back to the stakeholder capitalism, is that the phrase that you all used?
That's the buzzword from World Economic Forum that we were trying to discuss earlier. We still haven't really gotten into what Klaus Schwab's supposed vision for this thing he's been pushing for the last five decades is.
Truly capitalism reflects, that everybody has the opportunity for... to apply your meritocracy and individually, or get together with your friends and make a company and produce something and prove your lot.
Well, the free market is definitely based on merit, right? No one's going to pay you more money to do something if you're not any better at it than the next person.
So I would want to say that anybody that's going to segment off capitalism into its stakeholder nature is likely trying to make a collective of the rest of us, and the fact is that I think that. As long as stakeholders reflects, everybody that, is emancipated and on their way, that they're a member of that.
I have no idea what you just said.
I don't either. Thank you for the Bad Slave. Thank you for the call tonight, Bad Slave. It's unclear at this point what stakeholder capitalism even is, so it's difficult for us to weigh in on it.
Well, it seems like a buzzword. It seems like a jumbled mess of...
But, I mean, the description that he gave is basically just what we already have now.
No, he hasn't gotten into what his definition of this thing is. But he does talk in his article here that was written in 2019. It's published on a website called project-syndicate.org, written by Klaus Schwab, the creator of the World Economic Forum. And he an hour ago when we were talking about this, he was talking about how companies are signing on to this stakeholder capitalism. And just the fact that big mega corporations are signing on to it is, one reason to pause and think, whatever this is, because it's probably not free market.
Yeah, it's probably not capitalism.
It's probably, well, yeah, I don't even know. The problem with
this
capitalism
is more corporatism.
Yeah, of course it is. But it's going to be gussied up with, ooh, we care.
Well,
we caring corporatism.
If corporations are doing it, it's not capitalism. Corporations involve...
This gets into some weird areas where capitalism has a lot of baggage attached to it, and I think it's one of the reasons that Ian doesn't describe himself as a capitalist advocate. Rather, he uses free market
I'm
advocate.
I'm a free market advocate, yeah. I think that, I mean, look, if you just pull up the definition of capitalism, and again, that's an important thing. Whenever you're talking about these things, whether it's capitalism, communism, you got to have the definition out there so you can actually agree with the definition before you can even have a discussion, because if you're talking about capitalism, you're probably talking about pure capitalism or an economic system or political system in which countries' trade and industry are controlled by private owners for profit rather than by the state.
Which is why corporations are not capitalists, because they're using the state.
But then there's crony capitalism where people use the state, as you're saying, Bonnie, in order to benefit themselves at the cost of others. Right?
Which I would argue is essentially just fascism.
That's just not capitalism. That's just a bad word.
But to the average person, crony capitalism or fascism, however you want to describe it, is what capitalism is. The system
that
we have in the United States.
That's what we have today.
That's what they believe capitalism is.
Yes.
Yeah, so I don't, you know, I'm the kind of person who's like, well, if that word has been trashed, then I'm going to go ahead and abandon it. In the same way that I'd prefer to be called a voluntarist, I'll accept libertarian, but I think voluntarist is a better term because it's more explicit about what I actually believe.
Yeah, there was a time I was really annoyed with being called a libertarian because, for one thing, somebody we know kept saying, you libertarians, about, like, everything I did. But for another reason, just because conservatives think that they're libertarians right now, and it's so annoying.
Yeah, and as far as the term capitalism is concerned, it's just too much preconceived notions, too much baggage out there, and I don't want to have to deal with it. I'd rather just say, you know, I'm in favor of free markets, which means that I can include people who are having themselves a commune. You mentioned earlier, Aria, that people can join a commune if they want communism, or create one if you can't find one to join because, you know, they tend to fail. But there are supposedly some communes that have been around since like the 70s or whatever. There aren't that many of them, but there are some that still exist. So those people have proven that in a voluntary organization, they've gotten some sort of semblance of communism to actually work on their little farm, and they're happy about it. Great! I think those people should be happy with whatever it is that they want to try.
And free to try it.
Yeah, and a free market allows for that. You know, I don't want to force somebody to be a capitalist. I don't want to force somebody into anything. Let's try different economic organizational models. Let's have an employee-owned business. Let's have a shareholder business. Yeah. Let's have a stakeholder. I don't care. Do what you want.
On the subject
Just don't
of,
force me into it.
Absolutely. On the subject of, you know, connotations and word baggage and all of that, I understand entirely where you're coming from. If I want to have a meaningful discussion with someone, or if I just... There are times where I don't want to have to deal with all of the baggage of calling myself certain things,
mm-hmm.
right? But if I can use that shocking language to my advantage and sort of exploit it, like calling myself a Satanist, anarchist tranny, or whatever... then, to me, there's value in that.
Sure, I see
that. It may not necessarily communicate to them what I actually want to say, but it gets their attention enough where sometimes
maybe they'll pay attention.
I can say it.
Yeah. Well, let me share, before we go on here, I know we got a couple of people waiting, but I want to get this out there. This is their Davos Manifesto. It's what Klaus Schwab summarizes in one sentence, because I tried to pull up the manifesto, and it's in, like, German or whatever, and I couldn't.
You definitely want a manifesto that sounds like it was written by a Dalek and Doctor Who.
Right, the word Davos does sound like that, doesn't it?
It does.
Anyway, so they signed this thing at the World Economic Forum, presumably a bunch of mega corporations or whatever. They say they will show zero tolerance for corruption. Pay their fair share of taxes. That's right there. Enough for me to say this is bad.
Their fair share of taxes is $0.
No, it's whatever the government decides. That's
but
the
that's
reality
not
of
fair
it.
Share.
No, I agree with you. There's no such thing as fairness when it comes to taxation, but that's what they mean when they say it. Uphold human rights throughout their global supply chains and advocate
for... Well, they're
for
already not doing that.
They're saying they're going to.
Oh.
And advocate for a competitive level playing field. And we know what that means.
You can't have a level playing field, like, force on society and it be competitive.
That's a great point. And that's what this is. Whenever they say the term level playing field, they mean government mandates, government regulations, and restrictions in a marketplace.
Yeah, it used and exploited to prevent there being a level playing field. 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to take control of the airwaves, share your thoughts and opinions, talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if 360. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Ian.
And I want to say thank you to Corey, who is tonight's amplifier. This means that Corey has signed up for our new Patreon, which you can find at apps.freetalklive.com. It stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. And that's what, essentially what the Apps program does. So if you like Free Talk Live, you want to help promote it, support it, all of that great stuff, the Amps program is the best way to do that. It only takes $5 per month. That gets you in. It does have an Amp-only podcast. There's an Amp-only chat room on our Matrix server. There's even an Amp-only Facebook group. But really the reason you should join is because you like the show and you want to support it and help it reach a larger audience. All of that awesome stuff. So thank you so much, Corey, for your support of the show. Let's go to the phones. We have Rat Speed calling. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, everyone. Well, first of all, Bonnie, they weren't talking about gay butter. They were talking about ghee butter. See, it's lactose intolerance they were trying to protect. Anyway, I'm just kidding. So
I have no idea.
You guys missed it. I got it. It's funny.
What is ghee butter?
It's like a thing in India.
Okay. Yeah, it's where they take the lactose out of the butter. Anyway, that was a bad joke. The stakeholder model of capitalism, that reminded me of a couple of things. First of all, that one scene from Network from 1976 where he's basically talking about the world is a business and all of these corporations are fighting for control over business, and so therefore the guy envisioned a future where people have a stake in the business. So basically it's gigantic fascism put together into one monopoly. And then that made me think about Elon Musk's talking about how government is essentially the world's largest monopoly that has, you know, they're legally sanctioned to use violence, and there's no way to get out of it. And so, basically, you could look at this idea about, quote-unquote, stakeholder capitalism, a bunch of businesses around the world having a stake in, quote-unquote, the government, being nothing more than one gigantic pseudo-capitalist society, but in fact, it's actually either fascism or communism, because there's no way to get out of communism either. No one actually owns anything. Everyone's part of the state.
It's not clear in this article. Nothing's clear in this article about stakeholder capitalism. Like, the one thing that seems like the obvious question is, who are the stakeholders? Who are we talking about here? And are we talking about...
What I saw from Investopedia was that the stakeholders is pretty much everyone, including customers.
But that's ridiculous. Well, I have no stake in private corporations unless I own a piece of them.
Well, if you're a customer, presumably you do in a weird sort of way. I'm trying to think about how to phrase it. Because you like that company and you want to give them money because you appreciate their products or you want their products or whatever, that gives you some...
an interest in society having toilet seats or whatever the company's making.
Now, here's a thought, is that when ICANN made their stakeholder model, each country, each domain, in other words, is, quote-unquote, a stakeholder in the whole propagation of DNS. In other words, the way that ICANN reformed itself, because, you know, it used to be one...
The Internet Names
company.
Registry is what the DNS...
And,
okay.
And so they have...
I mean, we are doing a lot of
model.
Speculation here about something that none of us know anything about, which is stakeholder capitalism. So let's keep that in mind. We can come up with all kinds of analogies to describe it, but we have to remember, we don't actually know what we're trying to describe.
No, and I've got three more paragraphs I can read to you here, and then you can
absolutely.
tell me if it makes anything clearer to you. Do you want to stay on the line while I do that?
Sure.
All right. Let's just see if this makes anything clearer, because now we're getting into the quote-unquote meat here. So Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum has already talked about how companies need to be more concerned with, paying their fair share of taxes, zero tolerance for corruption, upholding human rights in their supply chains. But he goes on. He says, but to uphold the principles of stakeholder capitalism. All right, so this is it. This is the principles of it, right? Companies will need new metrics. For starters, a new measure of, quote, shared value creation, unquote, should include, quote, environmental, social, and governance, ESG goals as a complement to standard financial metrics. Fortunately, an initiative to develop a new standard along these lines is already underway, with support from the Big Four accounting firms and led by the chairman of the International Business Council, Bank of America CEO Brian Moynihan. Boy, nothing inspires confidence in me like saying Bank of America is going to be heading up whatever the hell it is.
Plurality.
Whatever this environmental, social, and governance measure of shared value creation. This is something he thinks is important to this stakeholder capitalism. So that's paragraph one. Next one.
Oh, good Lord.
The second metric that needs to be adjusted is executive remuneration.
That means payment.
Okay, thank you. Since the 1970s, executive pay has skyrocketed, mostly to align, he puts that in quotes, management decision-making with shareholder interests. In the new stakeholder paradigm, salaries should instead align with the new measure of long-term shared value creation. Is this clear to anyone yet?
No.
Okay, final paragraph.
It's increasingly unclear.
Finally, he says, large companies should understand that they themselves are major stakeholders in our common future. That's the first time he said anything about who the stakeholders are. Clearly, all companies should still seek to harness their core competencies and maintain an entrepreneurial mindset, but they should also work with other stakeholders to government, to improve the state of the world in which they're operating. In fact, this latter proviso should be their ultimate purpose.
So do you want to make an analogy to describe stakeholder capitalism now, Ratspeed?
Right now, that math animated GIF meme is going through my mind, like I'm trying to calculate all of this. It makes no sense. However, but I looked up the definition of shared value creation, and it's a business term. Apparently, it's creating shared value is the practice of creating economic value in a way that also creates value for society by addressing its needs and challenges. It's a business term.
But against one of those things, yeah. Like with communism, it's like, who decides? Who decides what the value for society is? Apparently, Bank of America CEO Brian Moynihan will.
Well, if there's someone I trust to decide what is good for society, I'm with you. It's definitely Bank of America.
It sounds like what this is doing is they're trying to look at creating the future of a one-world government to be in the model of a corporate stakeholder business. In other words, one massive corporation. That's what it sounds like to me.
It sounds to me like you basically just did the same thing that the other guy here just threw out a bunch of buzzwords. I mean, we still don't know what they mean by stakeholder capitalism.
No, and it's not
one world
clear.
Government. Sounds like from what Ratspeed got out of it, it's making me think just one world government created by a bunch of companies.
Yeah, like where the peasants, you know, they buy and sell and trade everything that the corporations tell them they want, and the corporations are part of a larger national economic system where all of these nations are stakeholders in this massive corporation.
Yeah, but that's what we have now.
That's what I'm saying. It's hard to really discern why this is in any way different than the current corporate, you know, mega structure that we have here today.
But they're describing it as different, and not just different, a massive leaps forward. This is what humanity needs in order to survive in the long term. 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in on this. I'm not even sure what we're talking about. What is this idea they have?
It's a great reset. Isn't it great?
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is pleading for federal help with gun violence.
I have formally asked the Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland, to detail ATF agents to Chicago for 6 months so that we can increase the number of gun investigations and seizures in Chicago. The federal government remains uniquely qualified to help cities like Chicago address the scourge of gun violence.
Chicago has tallied more than 4,200 shooting victims this year. The Biden administration is facing backlash after expressing hostility and anger toward Americans who have not received COVID-19 shots. The president told the unvaccinated, quote, "You're looking at a winter of severe illness and death for yourselves, your families, and the hospitals you may soon overwhelm." This is USA Radio News. New York lawmakers were briefly slated to consider a bill that would have empowered the governor to detain people without a court hearing or an immediate right to a lawyer in a state of emergency declared because of communicable diseases. That's according to a lawyer and commenter, Wesley Smith. The sponsor of the bill quickly withdrew it. Republican Senate leader Mitch McConnell is openly recruiting Democratic Senator Joe Manchin after his split with the White House over the president's Build Back Better bill. McConnell says if Manchin switched parties, quote, "He would be joining a lot of folks who have similar views on a whole range of issues," unquote. The stakes are immense, as a flip by Manchin would give Republicans control of the chamber. Stocks closed higher on Wall Street on Wednesday, adding to the week's gains ahead of Christmas. The S&P 500 rose 1%, the NASDAQ rose 1.2%, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.7%. Tech companies and retailers led the gains. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live with Aria, Bonnie, and Ian, and you can weigh in 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. And we've been talking a lot tonight about how individuals generally know what is better for themselves than any sort of governmental organization or any sort of corporation or, honestly, any sort of aid agency. The individuals out there in Bomet and Kilifi counties in Kenya, for whom we're raising money with GiveDirectly, they know what's best for themselves far more than this human rights organization out of Europe or this charity in the United States knows what is best for them. Sure, it's good for them to get that package of food or whatever, but they know what they actually need because they're there on the ground living their lives. And that's what GiveDirectly allows you to do. Give money directly to these families who need help because they've been dealing with droughts and famine and all manner of poverty, war, all of that crap for who knows how long. And this is happening in Kenya right now, and you can help by going to give.freetalklive.com, where we're matching your donations up to $30,000. So if you're feeling generous this holiday season and you agree with this idea that the individual is best suited to meet their own wants and needs when they have the resources to do that, then distant aid organizations, then check out GiveDirectly. Again, all of that's happening at give.freetalklive.com. You can help people this holiday season.
Yeah, I really like everything I've heard about what they do.
I do too, because I mean, it's one of the most libertarian ideas ever for a charity. It's like, that's what we're all about, is giving someone help so that they can solve their own problems rather than trying to give them a solution that will be a one-size-fits-all for everyone, which is what governments attempt to do, and that's one of the reasons we argue government can't work and why socialism and communism can't work, because these deciders, these ones making the decisions on how many boots they need to manufacture or how many chickens they need to kill, they don't have that information they need to make those decisions.
Nope.
So we have David calling from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I have all that here in New Mexico, the drought, the famine, the pestilence. Just send your money here, save time. And so,
you have a job?
I doubt that.
You have a job, David? Then I don't understand what your problem is.
Bonnie, it was supposed to be funny.
Dude, so that was the lamest joke.
Just sounded pathetic.
It did. Well,
and he did say that before.
You know what, Joe? I didn't hear you, Bonnie.
He did say that before. He said, I had to walk 5 miles one time to get water. Send me the money.
By choice.
Hey, you know what? I got a better idea. I wrote something about you guys today. Let me read it to you.
Okay. I can't wait. Did this get published somewhere? Is this like in your diary?
So it's just in my diary. I take the little key and I unlock it and then I open it up. Let me scroll down to see if I can find it.
Then you're doing better than the families in Khalifi and Bamet counties in Kenya. So I would suggest people just stick with gifts.freetalklive.com.
Here's what I wrote. Hold on.
David, I'm so tempted to just put you on hold and drop the call before you can do it. I'm not going to do it. I just want you to know I am showing that restraint.
Thank you. Thanks for playing into what you'll hear here.
All right, let's hear it.
Free Talk Live, interruption with talk over, hijack the call by making a separate point before the caller has even finished two sentences of their point, then mute them when they don't submit to your hijack of the call. Then you bring them back and immediately hang up on them the second you don't like what they're saying. And I inserted, this is FCC legal, candy ass bitches. Then you talk S about them and criticize what you thought they were saying when what you think they were saying is not at all what they were trying to say.
Boy, you've never had a chance to express yourself on this show. That's for sure.
I'm not talking about that. I didn't say that. Nowhere in the notes that I read does it say I never got a chance to express myself on the show. I'm just reading to you what I wrote down, observations that I made when I analyzed your communication style.
All I hear is complaining about getting interrupted
and so on and so forth. That's because you're not smart enough. And Bonnie is just a mouth with no brain behind it. But
it's just a call in for David to. We all have to be silent for David to just give a monologue every time he calls. It's not a two-way conversation.
Right, and it's not like David can call every single night of this show. How many calls do you think you've made to Free Talk Live over the last, I don't know, what's it been?
Every single night?
7 years?
How many calls on a weeknight have I made in the last, say, 3 or 4 months?
I have no idea, but it's a lot.
You're welcome, listeners.
Thanks for proving your ignorance, Ian. Thanks for proving your ignorance. You have no idea about what you're talking about.
I don't have a journal where I'm
taking
notes.
David, I have a quick question.
Listen to yourself. You're actually proving. Why should I yield to your question? You don't yield to other people's questions.
Because my question is related to your complaint.
And it's not. I don't want to. I don't even want to enter.
Okay, David, you're on hold now. When I screened your call tonight, you said one word. I recognize your voice immediately. Mm-hmm, I mean,
right.
we have this
we
down to a science because, as we pointed out, you do call all the time. You just said a single word. That word wasn't complaints. It was communism. You said you wanted to talk about communism.
I think David needs to go on a date with Sarah. I mean, if he wants to talk communism, who better to just go have some dinner, buy her dinner because she can't afford it, and take her out. You guys live in the same area.
They do. And this is the issue that we have with your calls, David, is that you want to, as Bonnie said, you just want to have a monologue about whatever you want to say, and you don't want to actually have a discussion. This is why you called and said your conversation topic was communism and not complaints.
And then started complaining.
Yeah, and then just immediately started complaining. You can say we're the problem here. You can believe that all you want, but I'm just saying communication is supposed to be two-way, and you communicated
most radio
something.
Stations, and David's actually called about this in the past, have banned him from calling their stations. So we're literally the only show that actually lets him call in, and he still complains.
So, David, do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's actually not even true. And
really?
I'd like your listeners to note that you the script that I read to you, you actually just followed it exactly.
What stations are you allowed to call in Albuquerque?
There you go. In Albuquerque, yeah. I was just on Kiva before I called you, the station that carries your program.
Oh, I thought Eddie banned you from calling. Didn't you complain about Eddie before, the program director and owner of Kiva?
How many years ago was that?
I don't know. I'm glad to hear you patched it up. So you patched it up with Eddie? Good for you.
Yeah. So anyway, there's no problem there at the moment. If Eddie gets upset with me again, then you know maybe he will ban me, and then maybe he won't, and then he'll let me back on again.
How many stations have you been banned from though in the last 10 years?
Well, from the you guys are facing some charges, right? Remember those charges that KUNM with their private police force brought
against
you?
Yeah, they had you arrested.
Well, actually, they didn't have me arrested. Actually, they wrote me a summons. But remember, I defeated them because what they were doing was illegal.
Yeah.
And so I let them play it out in court, knowing that they would lose the entire time. And they played it out and spent tens of thousands of dollars of your tax money, Americans, especially those in New Mexico, and they lost, as I knew that they would.
You called in and told us all about it.
Yes, but they did, in fact. Yeah. Yeah. Ban you from calling them.
Yeah, so anyway, you succeeded in making my point. Aren't you banned from KKOB as well? No, not all of it. About half of it.
Okay,
not the
so
other
a
half.
Bunch of the shows.
That's funny. That's a good story. That's a good story right there. The program director.
Wow, that's a great call, David. Thank you so much for the call tonight. I mean, we're never going to get to communism at this rate. And look, if you want to complain about Free Talk Live, clearly we'll give you almost an entire segment in which to do it. Just let us know that's what you want to do when you call the show, and don't just like outright lie to us and say you want to talk about communism.
Well, he
read his little poem about Free Talk Live.
But yeah, he planned that. I mean, he wrote this out in advance.
It sounded kind of like a poem, but no, I don't think it was.
Poems don't have to rhyme.
True.
He wrote a little poem in his diary about how mad he was.
But if it doesn't rhyme, it's really, I don't know, it's not that poetic.
Well, he also showed his joke telling skills at the beginning of the.
Yeah,
segment. So
he often does that. He like leads with a joke and it falls flat, and then everybody's just like, "It's on your mind tonight." So at least he wasn't ranting about the gay Nazi lesbian Jews or whatever, the ones who banned him from that radio station in the first place. That 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in. Preferably not just to complain about us, but you know that's what we do here. We let you share your thoughts and opinions. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, where we're giving away a big box here on New Year's Eve. And if you don't know what that is a hardware wallet for holding cryptocurrency. Unlike other wallets, though, the BitBox is 100% open source, which helps it to avoid some of the problems that other hardware wallets have. And if you want a chance to win one, all you have to do is join the AMPS program at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. And on New Year's Eve, on an episode of Free Talk Live, that's the after show. It'll be beginning around 10:30 p.m. We're going to select one of our amplifiers at random and hook them up with one of these bit boxes. So if you want to get a chance to win one of these, that's amps.freetalklive.com. Really, the reason you should join is because you want, the chance of winning one isn't as high as it was last time. Last time it was almost a little over 5%, I think. You've got more competition on this one, so don't sign up for the AMPS program at the hopes of winning this thing or whatever. Just sign up because you like the show and you want to support it. And maybe, just maybe, get a nice little bonus. That's amps.freetalklive.com. We've been talking about the Great Reset here, and there was so much to say about it and communism. And we tried to get into what they're even describing as stakeholder capitalism, and it's just a word salad that didn't make anything even any clearer. And I'm always concerned when the World Economic Forum or whatever organization comes up and says, hey, we have a plan to redesign everything to make everything better. But when they can't even describe their plan, it makes me a little bit more nervous.
Yeah, and the people who are involved in the plan are companies like Walmart and Bank of America.
Also true, yes.
Yeah.
Bank of America, probably one of the most evil institutions in the United States.
Yeah, they're definitely a massive institution that has, a couple $1 trillion worth of assets or something ridiculous like that under their control, and we're supposed to believe that these people are looking out for our best interests? I don't buy it.
And almost all of that money stolen from the American people via inflation and that sort of thing, where they just create money out of thin air because they're Bank of America and they're allowed to do that.
Well, if you want to, we can go back to the story we started with, which was from news.bitcoin.com, because we got into Klaus Schwab's opinion, what this whole what was it called? Stakeholder capitalism, his buzzwords. And he didn't really make anything clear for us after we
read it. I think we should, because at least Bitcoin.com will make sense.
Yes. So there is apparently even a GreatReset.com website now that claims that the lockdowns helped reduce global emissions. Right now, says, quote, right now, this is from the website, we have a small window of opportunity to reset and shape the future we want, the website explains.
Even if they helped reduce global emissions, I feel like there's a lot more trash on the ground.
Yeah, have you seen all the masks everywhere?
Yeah, it's disgusting.
It is so gross.
I feel like they probably have to produce more masks and gloves. Am I right in saying
that? Absolutely.
So they just produce more plastic crap.
It's disturbing to... I'm really glad that I taught my dog, leave it, as early as I did, because when I walk her through the town of Keene, I'm constantly, leave it, because there's masks everywhere.
In October of 2020, the IMF, International Monetary Fund, that's a trustworthy group.
Oh, yeah, that's Bank of America and all sorts of other
international banks. Managing director in Washington, D.C., Kristalina Georgieva, called for a new Bretton Woods moment. You know what Bretton Woods is, right?
No. It was the gold standard agreement that collapsed in 1973. No, it wasn't. It was what replaced the use of the gold standard.
Yeah, they wanted to destroy the gold standard, right? And they met in Bretton Woods, New Hampshire, I believe, is where that took place. It's like a super resort kind of location.
Well, that's worked out so well for the value of the dollar.
Well, the solution they had also fell apart in the mid-80s, didn't it? Didn't the Bretton Woods Agreement itself fall apart?
I don't know a whole lot about it, but I know it was a bunch of bankers meeting in, you know, in a big hotel.
Just like they did when they wrote the Federal Reserve Act in the first place.
But
they want a new one now. So she says, once again, we face two massive tasks, to fight the crisis today and to build a better tomorrow. People who do not, according to Bitcoin.com, trust the world governments and the global elite believe the Great Reset agenda is meant to reboot the economy in a forceful and immoral fashion. The anti-Great Reset crowd believes the initiative has been planned by the elite for years, and COVID-19 and the following lockdowns were some of the tipping points to get it started. Theorists further believe the so-called climate crisis and COVID-19 will give the elite the opportunity to deploy extreme lockdown policies, destroy the economy, and remove the idea of property ownership, alongside enforced surveillance, capitalism, and forced vaccinations. And we're seeing most of these things happen already.
Those are conspiracies.
Right. I mean, right now, you've got forced vaccinations coming to Austria. They are mandating that everyone get a vaccine in Austria. We're seeing, of course, you know, COVID.
Wait, are they mandating that everyone get a vaccine, or everyone who doesn't have a vaccine just has to stay at home?
No, that's what they're doing right now. But by February, they are saying everyone must be vaccinated in Austria.
There were a few places, I believe, that said everyone had to be vaccinated or start getting fines, but I can't remember.
Austria is that one.
Okay.
Yeah. But going on here, the journalist James Dellingpole believes the Great Reset Initiative is a coup by the global elite, and the plan is being deployed worldwide.
It can't possibly be a coup. The global elite is already in charge.
Even the web portal OpenDemocracy.net published an article that states, quote, conspiracy theories aside, there's something fishy about the Great Reset. The national broadcaster of the UK, the British Broadcasting Corporation.
Hold on, just saying there's something fishy about the Great Reset, but wanting to distance yourself from conspiracy theorists is so stupid. I hate that people have created a bad connotation with the word conspiracy theorists. All that means is that you're thinking there might be something fishy about this. That's all. Yeah. So, like, you're distancing yourself from that word, or two words, while, you know, being the definition of that word, so stupid.
The BBC says the Great Reset Initiative was hijacked by conspiracy theories, and the initiative was simply drafted in June of 2020. Quote, in June 2020, the Prince of Wales and the head of the annual Davos Summit launched an initiative calling for the pandemic to be seen as a chance for what they called a great reset of the global economy, said the BBC. Well, that's not suspicious at all.
No, that's extremely suspicious. I mean, that's Dick Cheney levels of evil. Hey, there's this horrible thing happening. How can we exploit it for our own benefit?
See, it can't be the BBC is basically arguing that, it can't be a conspiracy. They're planning it in the open. The Reuters report.
But it's still a conspiracy.
Well, you have to be in secret to conspire.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
I did not know that.
The Reuters report further adds that illegitimate reporting on social media has fueled the conspiracy theories. Quote, this is from Reuters. Social media users shared photographs of letters addressed to Dutch finance minister, whoever, the foreign minister of trade, saying they had been leaked. However, the leaked letters are in fact invitations to the 51st World Economic Forum annual meeting, which were released by the Dutch cabinet in response to an MP's request.
So the issue here is that these weren't leaked. They were officially released,
correct.
And that's what makes it untrue.
The fact-checking articles published by the BBC and Reuters and others don't discuss some of the old material concerning the Great Reset that has been published by the WEF and other media outlets. BBC's article does delve into Klaus Schwab's book called COVID-19, The Great Reset. Schwab is, of course, the founder and chairman of the World Economic Forum. And there's a tweet here they cite from CryptoAlchemist7 on Twitter. He says, replying to BBC News, in your article you missed out on the bit where Klaus Schwab said you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. Can you explain this a little bit? Like, the BBC didn't talk about that.
Shocking.
And that's something that actually goes back for years. That's not a new statement from the World Economic Forum. Professor Schwab does speak about a wealth tax and ending fossil fuel subsidies, the BBC author says, but the scope is huge, covering technology, climate change, the future of work, international security, and other themes, and it's difficult to see precisely what the Great Reset might mean in practice. So even the BBC admits that they don't even really know what the Great Reset is, but it's not what those conspiracy theorists think.
Why would we decide we're going to listen to somebody like Klaus Schwab, who is an old rambling man, to recenter the way the world works? We already have that.
Because I wouldn't decide that.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
Well, they think that he's important because he's teamed up with people like Bank of America and Walmart and all these politicians.
Nobody can even understand what he's saying.
That's by design. That's just a way for them to obfuscate things, to confuse us, so we think that things are improving as they take away our ability to own things and our ability to travel and exercise rights. We think that we're giving it up for a wonderful, beautiful change that's untested, but it's going to be great. They've thought about it a whole lot, and it's going to work just fine.
For 50 years.
But when you're a libertarian going, you know, we could just try being free, they go, oh, no, we've never tried that. We don't know what would happen. But when it's one of these talking heads, they're totally fine with it.
They say that the article about the you'll own nothing and you'll be happy has been scrubbed from the World Economic Forum site, but it still exists on Forbes, so you can still find it.
Scrubbing it from the memory. We're out of time for tonight. You can chat with us in the meantime on our chat server. That's chat.freetalklive.com. See you tomorrow.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.